Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. It is really hard to believe, but it's been now almost 9 years since our next guest made her first appearance on our program. Had a chance to interview best-selling author Melinda Lee with her book, She Can Run, back in 2011. She's out now with a new book that I think you guys are going to really enjoy, especially because a lot of you are spending time inside reading these days. The book is called Cross Her Heart. It features a great character named Bree Taggart. We're going to talk to Melinda not only about that character, but also what it's been like for her to weave together another thriller, to see the early response to it. And, of course, we'll let you guys know how to get your own copy of it. Melinda, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. It's wonderful to be here again.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. I cannot believe it's been almost a decade since the first time that we had you on the show, Melinda. Well, you've definitely been busy at that time, and we've kind of been busy here, too. So it's been great to be able to see, you know, how you've been able to keep us entertained from book to book. What has it been like for you, Melinda, to kind of reflect on this literary journey?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. I'm right now working on my 21st book. So I've been
Wow.
pretty busy.
And
this will be Bree Taggart's third book, the one that I'm writing now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and we're definitely going to talk about Bree. And I think that the great thing about your books, even going back to the first time I had you on a program with She Can Run, is that you give us these characters, I think, that are, you know, almost have a dual personality in a sense, Melinda. So I want to talk to you about that. Because the individuals who are in their professional lives can be very strong, you know, have very powerful traits, but also are dealing with things just like the rest of us. Do you think that has been kind of the relatability factor that readers have felt when it comes to reading your books?
You know, I think that that's a big key, especially when you're writing characters that readers can't necessarily relate to on a professional level. I mean, most readers are not police officers. They're not, you know, in law enforcement. They're not federal officers, but they're all people with families and children and similar work situations and personal problems. And that's really how I think you bring a character into someone's world.
So take us back then. I mean, so you're now 20-plus books into this experience. What was it about writing that kind of spoke to you, Melinda, that made you say, this is something I want to do?
That's a funny story. I never wrote a word until I was almost 40. I was a
Wow.
banker, and I wasn't a very good one. I hated my job. It was not for me. That's what happens when you have to pick a career when you're 18. And I had taken a voluntary severance package and stayed home with my kids for a number of years. I had a great package. I mean, the bank was purchased. You know, there were a lot of bank mergers going on at the time. So I got paid for a while to stay home with my kids. But eventually I felt the need to actually do something to keep my sanity. And my husband challenged me. He said, you know, you always have your nose in a book. You should write one. And I said, okay, how hard can this be? It took me 2 years to write the first one. So it was a little bit harder than I had anticipated.
Well, now here you are in 2020 with another great book, and as you said, you know, you're working on another one featuring the character that we get a chance to really get to, you know, to sink into with Bree. Bree's story is really complicated, and again, for those who are just being introduced to her in this book, of course, is a standalone for sure, but it definitely has been great for you to be able to kind of show her evolution. What has Bree been like for you, Melinda, to be able to create and then to be able to see her grow?
It's been really a challenge, and I appreciate that. She's a very interesting character. I can go a lot of directions with her. You know, professionally, she is very confident and accomplished, but it's her personal life where she kind of flounders, as I think many of us do. So there's a lot of different directions I can go with Bree. I try not to plan those things too far in advance because then I get bored while I'm writing. So
yeah. Well, Well, it's a great introduction to her character in this book. And as you said, you know, you're already working on more. You know, it's funny. I always tell our guests on this program, Melinda, you know, we as readers can be quite greedy. I think I read Cross Her Heart in about a week and a half with my regular work schedule. Other people, of course, have read it a lot quicker. And, of course, the question is always, you know, after we tell you guys how great the book is, when's the next one coming out? We already know, thanks to Facebook and also Amazon. The next one is coming out later on this year, which is cool to be able to know. I want to talk about the reader experience before we get into Bree and what we find out about her in this introduction with Cross Her Heart, Melinda. You know, your readers, I mean, have been able to really stay with you from book to book already at the time that we're having this conversation. I mean, you have, let's just say, a lot of reviews have already coming in for Cross Her Heart. What has that experience been like for you to see that way that readers are responding to these characters?
I don't read my reviews, so I know they're there. Book, I can look on Amazon and see that, you know, generally it's doing well.
Right.
But I don't read the reviews. I think reviews are there for other readers. They're not there for writers.
Got you. Well, for you then, I mean, when you are able to meet your readers, of course, probably not meeting many right now, Melinda, as none of us really are meeting up too much these days. But when you hear from them, how does that feel to know the experience when they reach out to you about how a book made them feel?
Oh, I love connecting with readers, but I do that on Twitter or on Facebook. I'm pretty active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They email me. So I do. I love to hear from readers, especially the ones who feel strongly enough about the book to go out of their way to contact me. I've had several people just in the last week email me that they're home, you know, they're worried and they really needed a distraction and they really appreciated that I had a book out this week or last week. So,
luck. I think your books can definitely be pleasant distractions for sure. I mean, which leads us into Cross Her Heart. So here, and I'll talk around this, Melinda, of course, for those who have not had a chance to read the book, we're going to be letting people know, of course, how they can be able to order their own copy. Probably the Kindle edition will be the easiest for them to get these days, but we'll let them know how to get the other editions as well. You know, we're able to see again, you know, this character emerge as Bree, being able to see how she is again, as I mentioned earlier, in her professional life, as well as, of course, what she's dealing with personally. What about for you? I mean, how did Bree come to you?
I was attending a workshop, and it was a workshop about, you know, writers do workshops to try to learn about law enforcement. Conference that I go to called Writers Police Academy, where they actually let us talk to the police officers and play with their toys and things like that. And I was attending a workshop and they were playing 911 calls. And that is how Bree's character came to me. I listened to a 911 call and it had been an older call, probably 20 years old. And I just couldn't stop thinking about what possibly happened to this person. It was a child calling in, asking for help from the police. And I just could not get this child out of my head. And so she became my character.
Well, I tell you, from the very beginning, I mean, of course, we become invested in Bree because we're able to see her at probably what is the most vulnerable in the beginning. And then, of course, be able to, you know, as, of course, the story emerges, being able to see her at her strongest. I think, you know, for a lot of us when we read books like this, and, of course, it's great to have them for entertainment, Melinda, but, I mean, what was it like for you to kind of show people, especially it's interesting considering the times we're living in now, about the strength that we have? Because that's one of the things that really stands out in Bree, that even though she is human, there is something about her that refuses to let her give up and also to be able to be defeated.
Yes, Bree is a survivor, and I think most people are, and most people don't know how strong they are until they're really challenged. But she refuses to give up, and she just keeps going forward, even when she's not sure what she's doing, at least in her personal life. You know, she has a lot more confidence in her professional abilities, but given the way that, you know, her life was when she was a child, she doesn't necessarily connect with people on a personal level as well. But she is a survivor, and she will just keep plowing forward.
And I think, too, able to move forward. But I want to talk about the past, because the past is almost a character in this book, Melinda. And that's an interesting thing to kind of think about. I mean, almost being something that is real and tangible, because for some people it is that because of the way it does affect them. What was it like for you to kind of write this book dealing with her present predicament, I'll say, to kind of talk around it, but then to know that the past was there kind of looming over her shoulder?
The past is always there from her, but I think as a character, she tries not to dwell on it. She tries not to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, she tries to look forward rather than look back. But as we all know, we can't always do that. You know, the past does always catch up to us at some point. And that's kind of where Cross Your Heart begins, when her past catches up with her. And she can no longer hold it in the back. She has to deal with it. But I think a lot of people go with that. That's kind of a self-defense mechanism where, you know, we try to separate ourselves from, you know, things in the past that maybe we could not, we had no control over. You know, that's a frightening thing to not have control.
And I think to be able to deal with that and then to be able to keep moving forward. I mean, do you find that you draw, I didn't ask you this last time, and I went back and listened to the interview from 2011, for one, to make sure, Melinda, I didn't ask you the same questions, which probably wasn't going to happen back almost 9 years ago. But do you find that you draw strength from your characters?
I think so. You know, I try to make them complex and real. And not cardboard type characters. You know, nobody makes the right decision all the time. So as frustrating as that can be for a reader sometimes, it's just not realistic to portray someone as perfect. You know, we all make mistakes.
Right. That's so true. And I think, again, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melinda.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, I think that, again, is what is so endearing about characters like this. Because, again, as I mentioned earlier, it makes them more relatable to us as the reader. As you said, maybe professionally we cannot relate as much to them, but we can definitely relate to how they're coupling, you know, the dual sides of their life, both what they do personally and professionally.
Yes, and I think that's the key to all characters, at least from my perspective. That's the key to my characters. You know, they're very good at their jobs, you know, but as we all know, some of us are not quite as good at managing our personal lives.
Right. So true. The last thing I'm going to talk to you about is camaraderie. I'm sorry, Linda. I can't be stepping all over you. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think there's always a lag here when you're doing a radio interview.
Yeah.
I think we also, you know, in our personal lives, we have a lot less control. You know, we can't control what other people do. And so
I totally agree. And I think, again, that is, again, what makes books like this special, because, again, they are fiction, but it reminds us, again, even of ourselves, you know, what is true. And that is, of course, what we're able to achieve. I mentioned I want to talk about camaraderie for a moment, Melinda. One of the things that happened when this book was released, not only, of course, were you sharing about it on social media, we're going to let our audience know how to follow you there. Also, you had your fellow authors helping to spread the word. What has that been like for you in this experience? You mentioned your readers earlier. What is it like for you to have other peers, other authors supporting your work too?
I think authors are an amazing group of people. I have never worked in an environment where people were this supportive of each other. And I think part of that is because we all spend so much time alone. You know, writing is a very solitary job. That for some of us who are not introverts, many writers are introverts, but a lot of us are not, it is a challenge to not have any social interaction whatsoever for, you know, the large majority of your day. Mm-hmm. So we do turn to each other, because I think only writers really understand what that's like.
Yeah. totally true. And I think it's a great thing to be able to have that support for sure. And now, of course, all of us can be able to enjoy the book that many people are talking about. The book, again, is called Cross Her Heart. It's the new book from bestselling author Melinda Lee. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. As I mentioned, you guys can really get it there in all the different formats. Even the paperback edition is on sale. I will caution you, of course, so you guys know Amazon's moving a little bit slower than usual. So if you guys want to go ahead and start it now, definitely the Kindle edition is available. Or, of course, maybe your local bookstore has it available through their website to be able to order as well. Melinda, we talked about social media. How can our audience stay connected with you?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter, mostly Facebook, but I'm also on Twitter just about every day. And I also have a website, and there's a contact page. So if anyone wants to email me, they can reach me through the contact page on my website.
So make sure you guys are definitely following Melinda. We've already tagged her on social media for you guys to make it easy for you to be able to get to her there. So make sure you all take advantage of that. Also, of course, as she mentioned, her website, melindalee.com. You guys can find her there too. Melinda, congratulations to you again. Really appreciate the time and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I was excited when they contacted me and said you wanted to interview me. I said, he was my very first interview.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even remember I was the first one. That makes it even better.
It's my very first interview, so.
Oh, well, look, even though you won't read it, I'm going to write my review this week. but I do want to tell you, I love the book, and I'm glad that we get a chance to be able to share it with our audience here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. More Conversations Live is to come. But until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.